Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome back to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. There are some great interview questions, and then there are some awful ones. This is one of the real good ones. And if you're trying to get a step up in class, if you're trying to get into a job in management or directing a group or leading an organization, this is a show that you need to listen to, because ultimately this is really, it really comes down to, why should we give you the chance when we're not giving it to our own people? So I hope you find it helpful. And if you do, please give up No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. Subscribe to the show. I hope you find it helpful, and let's get going. And I'm back with one of those tough interview questions that's designed to get you out of one of those stumper situations that people find themselves in when they interview. Now, the question is for people who haven't managed before, and you're interviewing for a managerial job. Invariably, someone's going to ask you, if you're lucky, they're going to ask you. Sometimes they just leave it unsaid, and you have to be proactive with this. And I'll get to that a little bit later on. But the question is very simply, you've never managed before, and this is a manager's position. What makes you think you can do that? And a lot of people go, hamana. But, you know, there's a couple of different ways to answer it. First one is to justify it. And I'm not a big fan of this because everyone can, the interviewer can basically go, Okay, big speech. And it's to say, you know, managers have to have these attributes. You can list a couple of qualities that managers need to have. They need to be driven, motivated, knowledgeable, empathetic, need to be able to coach and mentor. You talk about a variety of different attributes that managers need to have. And then from there you go, I haven't done them all together, but I've been in situations such as, and you talk about one situation you were in where you had a coach and mentor, another one where you didn't have the authority, but ultimately you were able to influence people to follow your lead and do the things that a manager would have someone do. That's one approach to take. But like I said, it's easy to dismiss these arguments as being BS. As the interviewer. So here's my favorite way of doing it. Someone asks you the question, or they haven't asked you the question, and it's late in the interview, and you want to address this proactively. And, you know, let's say they ask you the question, and you go, you know, I'm sure at some point you didn't manage people, and you were stepping into your first management job. What made you think you were capable of doing it, and how did you get your shot? And when they talk about why they were able to do it, you say, I'm much the same way. I've done this, that, this, and that, and I'm ready. I know I'm ready. Or if they choose to just talk about how they got it, you follow up with, and what qualities did you have? What experience did you have that prepared you for that moment? And then you follow up. I said, I'm that way too. Now, if they don't ask it, and it's there hanging out there as, you know, the elephant in the room toward the end of the interview, or at the very end where they say, so is there anything else? Yes. I'm sure at some point you weren't in a managerial role, but someone saw in you the experiences that you had and determined you were ready. What did you think of yourself at that time? Did you think you were ready? Yes, I thought I was ready. Great. What qualities or experiences prepared you for that moment? And they'll talk about their life, which I'm sure is not radically different than your experience. And you're going to respond by saying, as I said before, that's my circumstances now. I know I'm ready at this point. I've had these kinds of experiences. And as such, I'd like to be able to step up in the next organization and help you folks succeed as I've helped my current firm succeed in the role that I've been in. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and join. That's my site with curated information that I've created, all my books and guides to job hunting, specific videos and podcasts and articles that I've developed that's going to help you find work more quickly. Whether you're trying to improve your resume, get more interviews, answer some of the tough questions that are asked on those interviews, or negotiate, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com has great information. Plus, you can ask me questions that will help you throughout your search. There's discounts on one-on-one coaching from me. If you join, I also give you discounts on resume critiques, LinkedIn profile critiques, a whole bunch of services, but you don't have to buy everything. Just join, ask me questions through the site. I'm very happy to help. Again, that site is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Again, hope you enjoyed today's show, and No BS Job Search Advice Radio is on daily with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. I hope you listen to the show every day, and hope you have a great day. Take care.